Founded in 1991 by patients, the FSHD Society is the largest grassroots network of FSHD patients, their families, and research activists. The FSHD Society offers a community of support, news, and information for the millions of people affected by FSHD worldwide. This is FSHD Society Radio. Welcome all to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for being here. We are live on yet another Wednesday on Facebook Live, and excited to bring you another episode. If you want to get in contact with the studio via email, you can do that tonight, fshdradio@fshdsociety.org. Follow the FSHD Society on Twitter. You are already probably following it on Facebook, so bravo for that. And tonight we are going to talk walk and roll. We're going to talk the big event coming up September 12th. Our featured guests are going to highlight that event, talk about themselves, what they do for the FSHD Society, as well as other awesome things. And we're hoping that we don't have tech issues as we try to join a group call. So we're going to hopefully we get everybody on the line crystal clear and ready to go. And in the midst of all of the technology and us, of course, going, you know, virtual, we do these shows weekly. That's really where the weekly shows came from. They came from the fact that not only are we doing the shows weekly because of the sequester camp stuff, and when I wanted to do my part to kind of keep us all connected, and that's spawned into this. And that's also kind of what happened with the virtual now walk and roll. We're all going to do that in our own cities. And then now here we are. And, you know, working on this great virtual event that we're trying to put together. And we have some amazing guests that are going to talk to us today. And I want to waste no more time, I don't think. I think we got some viewers now coming in on Facebook Live, and we're welcoming those in. As we welcome Christine and Beth Johnson, of course, and Lee Reynolds are also looking in on Facebook because they are our featured guests, Beth Johnston and Lee Reynolds, and they welcome us now live on air. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Well, hey, I'm doing great, except for I think we just lost Beth.
Did we? So, oh, no.
But I'm here, and I'm on the line, and I don't know if we want to get her back or just keep rolling, and she can chime in on Facebook. I'm happy either way.
Yeah, what we'll do is I'll kind of dial her back, and in the meanwhile, why don't you tell us a little bit about your involvement with the FSHD Society, Lee, those that don't know you, and how you got involved,
yeah,
and
sure,
a little bit of your background.
Yeah, that sounds great. So I have been I've been working with the FSHD Society for a little over 3 years now. I actually have been in nonprofits for, I hate to admit it, but over 25 years, maybe closing in on 30. That's frightening to think about. And so I originally came in, they came to me a few years ago and said, you know, we're thinking about doing a chapter program and maybe a national walk and roll program led by volunteers.
Yeah.
And, hey, we're all here.
Yeah,
and,
we got you in mid stride there. Sorry, Lee.
We did. That's okay. It's all good. I'll keep rolling. And just glad Beth is back. And, so we did a little meeting and said, the feasibility study. And we said, yeah, I think you guys could do great with the chapter and a walk program. And then I met with Beth and we worked out training and recruiting volunteers and, launched the whole thing a few years ago. And I'm like, you know, that old stray cat. I just never go away, I guess. So, you know, they kept coming up with stuff for me to do, and I kept hanging around and doing sort of consulting jobs until Beth finally called and said, okay, would you just come on as staff? And so I did that in January, and I just love the whole FSHD community and FSHD family, and I'm really, really happy to be here, and it's been, I had no idea it would be as challenging of a year as it is, but it's still been a really good one. So I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here as well. And so what you're saying then is that Beth kind of lured you in then a little farther and a little farther? I mean, was she the one, you said she stray did. Cat, so was she leaving the fresh food out?
I would say Beth and Mark Stone, because Mark put out the first, you know, kibble, so to speak, because if we're sticking with cat analogy, I knew Mark before. We have actually worked together twice before.
Okay.
We worked together over the years. Our paths have crossed repeatedly. And so I actually met Mark the first time. I was the first national walk director for the Polycystic Kidney Disease Foundation, where Mark was the vice president. And so we worked there. So he knew that I knew how to do, you know, walk and chapter stuff, because we've done it, already done it successfully once years ago. So that was the initial connection.
Yeah.
When Mark called me up one day. So, but Beth is awesome. And, you know, I've been doing private consulting for almost, over 10 years, I think 13 years now, before I came on as staff, and I was really proud of that and loved my company and loved my clients. And so it takes somebody really special like Beth and the rest of the team, you know, to sort of lure me away from that. And I just, I couldn't really say no. I just sort of fell in love with everybody. And feel like we could really, when you've worked in nonprofit, mostly in the disease space for almost 30 years, and then you come across a group like this, that A, is so awesome. And just the people are amazing. The community is amazing. But B, the research is so compelling. And to say, to get to a place in my life, you know, and go, I think in my lifetime, like, we're really going to do something very significant here. I think the treatments by 2025 are really possible. And how do you say no to being a part of helping make that happen? You know, you don't. So,
part of history. How about you, Beth? How about a little bit about yourself for those that don't know, that maybe are listening in and want to know a little bit about your background and your involvement with the FSHD Society?
Sure. So I've got a really fancy title. It's called the Chief Community Engagement Officer, which basically is a fancy word for just being able to spend some time with some amazing people, building, you know, chapters around the country and relationships, while raising critical funds to basically support our mission to get, you know, treatments to our families by the year 2025. I get to meet amazing people like Lee. I remember when Mark came on board a few years back. Matter of fact, I just looked on our calendar, Lee, and tomorrow is Mark's work anniversary.
Wow.
He's been on board with us 2020. So it's 3 years he's been on board with us. And in 3 years, can you just imagine, I mean, look what's happened in just 3 years' time.
It's been amazing.
When he came on board, it has been. And I remember him coming on board and, you know, saying, we're going to build this chapter program and we're going to build a branded fundraising thing that, you know, people around the country can do. And we're just going to hand it to them in a box and anybody can do it anywhere. And I'm looking at him like, what? And he says, and I've got just the girl that's going to help us do it. And then here's in Stephanie Reynolds. But for those of you that don't know me, my husband, Jeff, was diagnosed with FSH in his early 30s. And so that was about 20 years ago. And we have two teenage daughters. They're 18 and 16 right now. They're, yeah, you know, 18 and 16 year old girls. So you can imagine what life is like right now. So it's just been it's been a crazy ride over the last, you know, 20 some odd years. So and here we are. I don't know if you want me to go into Tim how I became involved with the FSHD Society at all, or
because, you know, because your role has evolved, right? I mean, what was your responsibilities like when you first started? Have they changed since where you are now in what you do for the group?
Yeah, sure. So honestly, I started volunteering with the back then it was the FSH Society, not the FSHD Society. We recently changed the name to more reflect the disease that we serve, but you know, back after Jeff's diagnosis, I was really looking for an outlet. I needed to connect with people, just like what we're trying to do with our community is just helping people connect with one another. And we had recently relocated from Colorado to New York, and I went to a meeting and I met a wonderful woman there who was looking to do some fundraising. And this was back in 2005. Wow. And in a couple of years, her and I had put together a little fundraising event where we were just going to do, you know, a fun family picnic in her backyard. Her name is Judy Seslow, and she's just amazing. And we did this family picnic. It turned out to be an amazing success. And over the next, you know, 7 years or so, we progressed the fundraiser, the annual fundraiser, to a beautiful evening in the botanical gardens of in the Bronx of New York, where our beloved Stephen Blyer, who is also an FSHD-er, would play the piano, and he brought his friends from Broadway to sing for us, and we had a great dinner. And you know, over the years, Judy and I managed to raise, you know, close to $2 million for the organization. We served on the board of directors together, and then just like Lee, got strong-armed into actually, you know, coming on staff to serve full-time. So that's, you know, the last 20 years in a nutshell.
And what, I mean, I think you've already probably answered this, you know, for the most part, Beth, but, you know, I guess both Lee and Beth can chime in here with this one is, you know, then what drives you to work with the society? You know, we see there is some obvious motivators, but maybe in your own words, you know, beyond what you've said.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, obviously it's the passion to see a treatment for my husband and possibly, you know, for our future generations. But, you know, my eyes have been opened to the network of our amazing FSHD community. They are strong, they're resilient, they're willing to do what it takes to ensure that no one, you know, walks this path alone, whether you're a patient or a loved one or a friend or whatever, a colleague. And so I'm going to do whatever it takes for this community until we see treatments for our families. That's why I'm here. That's what drives me. Mm-hmm. What about you, Lee?
Yeah, well, I will be honest and say that before Mark called me and introduced me to this organization and to FSHD, I'd never heard of it. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know there was a subset of MD that was hereditary. I knew nothing about it. So I didn't have that personal connection in the beginning. I just have always been very passionate about it. When people have asked me over the years what I do, I say I try to help the people that help the world. So if I can lift the people up that are change makers and help them do their job better, then that's worth doing. You know, that's what gets me out of bed every day and keeps me moving. That's why I started my consulting company, was to help nonprofits all across the country do what they do better. And I would say that in a very short order, I really just fell in love with the FSHD community and compelled by the drive to get to these treatments by 2025. And I thought, you know, instead of helping individual organizations, I was ready to dig in a little deeper into one space, one organization, and help all these chapter and WAC leaders, volunteers from across the country, do what they do really well and really successfully. And it's been, like I say, it's kind of what, you know, gets me out of bed every morning. And don't regret making that decision at all. I never imagined, you know, I don't think any of us saw what was coming in 2020. So, no. If there was ever an opportunity to, like, you know, dig in deep and help weather the storm, you know, yes. Boy, you know, this year was it.
Yeah. They're not just this cliches anymore. Yeah. How about then tell us about the Walk and Roll campaign. I know Lee, you alluded a little bit to its start, and I know Beth, you talked about early on, you know, raising money, you know, and I thought that Colorado was one of the first that did something like this, you know, a walk and roll event before it was really a big thing. So tell us maybe a little bit about the history of the walk and roll, and, you know, then we can start talking about this one coming up quickly.
Yeah, and you know what, actually, the walk and roll goes way back. I mean, there was, back even before my time, there was an event in Cape Cod that was similar, and I think they called it a walk and roll, and I forget who started the Cape Cod walk, but we have our beloved chapter director in San Diego start. Her name's Annie Beckier, and way before there were chapters, she was doing a walk and roll in Southern California, both in Irvine and LA. And she brought in, superstars, our amazing Max Adler, who we're going to talk about in a little while. They got together years ago and started this concept of the walk and roll to cure FSHD. So about 5 years ago, my friend Katie Rueckert in Colorado says, you know what? I've been recently diagnosed and I need to do something. I can't sit around and just wait for something to happen. So I want to do a fundraising event. And we, brainstormed and, I said, there was this thing that Amy used to do in California. Why can't we just build on that? How about we do something around a park where everyone can participate? Families, friends, able, disabled, whatever. Let's do a walk and roll in Colorado. And sure enough, we kind of birthed the event called the walk and roll. And we took her, she kind of just, she created the idea to make it branded. So we created logos and branded t-shirts and kind of streamlined everything. And Lee helped us put it kind of in a box where everyone could do it. And, hence 2 years later, we've got more than 20. Well, this year we've got 25 walk and roll events all around the country. So yeah, it's come from a little idea that a girl had in LA and then in Colorado. And it's just, it's drawn its course and it's gone and it's just amazing. It's just really cool.
Yeah. I think to build on that, that's one of the key factors when we were doing our analysis and saying, would this work with this organization and with this community, it was already happening. And that was important. There were people that without help, without support from all different walks of life, were making it happen. It popping up here and there. And so that to me is like the most fertile ground, right, to grow it on. So what I was able to do, just because I used to work for multiple different organizations. So, way back when I worked for the MS Society, which has one of the largest walk campaigns, in the country for some time now. And, worked with different organizations over the years on this type of campaign. And so all I did was come in and take what was already, there was interest, there was energy, there was enthusiasm, there were people rallied around it. And I said, let's just put some form and structure around it. So we did training manuals and we did the branding, as Beth mentioned, and it's really equipping and empowering people that were determined to make a difference, just giving them better tools in their toolkit to do it. And that, also, again, something I'm really passionate about. I believe that, there are some people that are sort of in the biz that will be like, yeah, we'll produce this for you. You can spend a lot of money and go to a professional company that'll produce really killer events for you, right? I've always believed that the greatest power and the greatest connection comes when you empower the people that are directly impacted and that are real. They're saying, I want to do something about this. I want to make a difference. Yeah. So to me, it's all about putting the tools in their hands and then seeing how they rise to that. And this, this group of folks that are leading the chapters and leading the walks are just amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, it's not only a fundraising event that, raises obviously the critical funds to advance therapies, right?
Yeah.
It gives patients and families and friends a way to do something. Like Lee said, it's like they may have felt powerless in the past. How do you support your friend? How do you support your spouse? Well, this gives them a way to do that. It's really a public show of support. And effort that anyone in any situation can participate in and show support. So it's really way beyond just a fundraising event in my mind.
Well, I 100% agree with that. And I think that, we've been talking a lot about empowering and equipping and facilitate, the leaders to facilitate the events, but that boils down, that drills all the way down to every last walker, every last team captain, anyone from all over the country that steps up to participate. I have seen it time and time again, and it's definitely happening here, it's life-changing. It's empowering. We've run out into people over the last couple of years that will say to you, I never knew anyone else with FSHD, until I participated. I was really closed about it. I hadn't told people at work, or I hadn't really talked much about it to my friends and family. Well, but then I decided to do the walk. And that gave me a reason to talk about it. I'd say, I'm doing this event. Let me tell you why. You know, here's how this has impacted me in my life. And it's the stories they come back and tell and say, you know, this person that stepped up and this person that stepped in to support me. And so it's the monetary support, because the fundraising is so critical, because that's the fuel in the engine that's going to get us to those treatments by 2025. It's a really important piece of the puzzle. But for me, the richness of it all comes from when you hear someone say to you, I just signed up to do this walk. I thought I'd raise a little bit of money, but my life has changed for the better. That, yeah. You can't put a price tag on that.
Right.
You can't, you know?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Yeah, absolutely. I know that was my same experience, where I never met anyone that had it, and it wasn't until I went to one of the Chicagoland chapter meetings and met some people at a Starbucks, and then realizing that there was, oh, wow, there's a big walk event. And the fact that it's become this well-designed like fundraiser in a box, you know, so those that want to volunteer – it feels overwhelming. Like, where do I begin to even do something like this? You know, how am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. And with all your hard work from both of you and other staff members of the FSHD Society, it's like, well, here we go. We kind of kitted this up and there you go. And it's like, okay, so there's still work to be done. I'm not trying to say it's easy, but it's easier because of what you guys have done. And those in the back end, you know, and behind the scenes involved to make it more possible. I think that really is about the growth. You know, I think that really then speaks to why it's grown so large.
Yeah, and it not only does it grow more, it impacts lives. It, what Beth was saying, it really empowers people and gives them a strength in a different way that they maybe didn't know they had by being involved and engaged, you know, in something like this. But it also is really cost effective. You know, we're able to keep this entire campaign is run with, there's a very tiny staff, you know, that is supporting now this army of volunteers from across the country. And so that means that more and more of the donor dollar goes exactly where it's intended.
Right.
So it's not paying a logistics company. It's not paying all of that. It's paying for, you know, it's all going right back into the mission. And so it's also extremely cost effective to do it this way. So it's kind of win-win-win, you know, when you do it this way. And so, you know, this year when we go into, you know, all of a sudden we've got the world shutting down because of a pandemic. That was, you know, we didn't, you know, it was pretty tricky there in the beginning because people had dates and at different times. And we were like, do we start marketing? Is this going to be over soon? Is it going to keep happening? Like, are we going to, oh, no, we're closing for a few more weeks. And, oh, kids are still out of school. And then we started having, you know, race riots and protests, you know, and social unrest and movements that needed to be happening. And then all of a sudden we've got fires, you know, that are happening in all over the place. And it's just sort of been one thing after another. And, you know, I don't know, Beth, I thought you might want to speak to sort of how we got to that place where we changed things up this year so it could still happen.
Yeah, I didn't want to go, you know, to the race riots and the fires and stuff. But I mean, honestly, it started early because, you know, at the beginning of the year, honestly, we had at least 17 chapters across the country that were already planning a local walk and roll event. They, you know, the first one was going to be on July 11th in San Diego. Amy Beckier and our walk leader Calamaris were, you know, busy planning that. They had a beautiful location planned. And in March, you know, when things around the country kind of started shutting down and public places were not allowing gatherings, the San Diego Walk Committee basically made the call early on to just pivot to a virtual event. And they actually ended up holding a very successful virtual event on that day, on July 11th. I don't know, Tim, were you there? Yes, you were. You broadcast the whole event.
And yes, you
really,
were
really successful.
I wish I was in San Diego. I always wanted to go.
Yeah,
no, you and me.
Well, honestly, well, with the uncertainty.
Yeah. Oh. So go ahead.
Go ahead, Lee. I was just going to say, with the uncertainty of our ability to come together in person for the remaining walks, We got all the WAC leaders and chapter directors together and made the decision and announced that all of the remaining events would also have to move to a virtual format so that we could keep continuing to plan and just keep our planning efforts moving in that direction. So we had to do something. We had to start planning, right? So we decided to combine all the events in one day, September 12th, woohoo, and create a nationwide celebration that everyone could participate in. Then, you know, actually some of the other chapters were able to jump on board after we made that decision. And now we've got a total of 25 of virtual events in 2020. So it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, the neat thing is that when it's sort of like, you know, the racehorse that could never get out of the gate, right? We kept thinking, well, maybe next week we can really start this, and then maybe next week we can. And once we pulled all the chapter and WAC leaders together and had a discussion, it really became a group decision that said, just like Beth was saying, we have to move this forward. And there's real great power in doing it together. And that's one of the things I loved about it is, originally, the dates were kind of all spread out, right? Everybody had their own individual dates, different weekends. Staff would fly. The original plan was we'd fly all over the country, so they were all spread out on purpose, or people just got to pick the date that worked for them locally. There was a group consensus that said, let's pull it all together on one day so that we can walk virtually. We can't be in the room or in the park or in the arena together doing our walk, but we will have one voice on that day. As strong as we can, because we're all coming together all across the country, coast to coast. We've got walkers and fundraisers and teams happening. And actually even across the globe, because we've got two in Germany and one in the UK some other people that have signed up. So it's really gone beyond the United States borders. And so even though we'll be each in our own little space, that day, September 12th, is going to be amazing, because hopefully we'll sort of it'll be that one voice that rings out loud and clear, just thousands strong, right, from wherever we are. So I'm kind of excited for what's going to happen on the 12th.
Kind of? This is awesome.
I'm excited.
Like freaking out.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, it's definitely something that could be, you know, huge, as in like bigger than even expected, right? I mean, it could really be something that just goes nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is this, so that people have, and you, if you haven't signed up yet, but you're listening and like, this sounds cool, I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. You can still register and sign up. And when you register, you get your own personal fundraising page. With all kinds of bells and whistles and easy tools and tips to make the fundraising part really easy. And the fundraising part, the most important thing is really the awareness raising, right? So you can easily set up your own personal page. You can send out emails. You can, with this platform, you can hook it up to your Facebook account very easily. And it walks you through exactly how to connect to Facebook and do your Facebook fundraiser. And then it's really about just telling your story. Right? It's why are you participating? Why does it matter to you? What's your hope for the future? That's the most important thing, is telling that story. And then you're inviting people to be a part of helping you change the world, right? And it happens 10, 25, 50, up to, you know, $500 at a time. All those little donations add up little by little. And we're already now closing in on $300,000. The goal for this year was $500,000. So we definitely have a way to go. But I'm still amazed at the numbers of people that are walking and fundraising. And so then people say, well, what do you mean you're walking? Like, how do you all walk if you're not coming together? Right.
Right.
So, thanks to you, Tim, we, you know, for you all out there that don't know, we call on Tim a lot, and, he's really awesome. And we called him up and said, so Tim, how about if on the 12th, you do a 4-hour radio show, like a live broadcast for the walk and roll? And he didn't hesitate, instantly said yes. And we've been working on that ever since. And then Max Adler jumped in.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
Beth, you want to tell the people about Max Adler and what's going on with...
Okay, well, I'm a Glee freak. I don't know if any else of you guys out there are Glee freaks, but... You know, Dave Karofsky 100%. Was one of the most influential characters on Glee for many reasons. And that's our friend Max Adler, and his family is affected by FSHD. He, pro bono, has given us his attention, his time, his energy, his enthusiasm, and he just has a gift of sharing. And he has told us that he is our National Walk Ambassador. So, oh my goodness, he is actually going to come on the 12th. He's agreed to actually give some of his time one-on-one to some of his biggest fans and who earn some time with him, that we'll be able to ask him some personal questions during our September 12th live stream. And he's just absolutely been amazing, not only to raise awareness of FSHD, but to raise critical funds. So we love him. I love you, Max. I just said it out loud.
He's the real deal, right? Like, he is a genuine guy who truly cares, who has put a ton of time and energy. He is personally raising money. He's pushing it out to his network. He's posting all over social media. And then, you know, we've got some different sort of contests, right? Mm-hmm. So across the country, we're going to pick some winners, right? So the highest fundraiser,
the world.
Captain of the largest team, and social butterfly, which is the person with the largest social footprint. So that means you're talking about us in advance of the event on your social media channels and using the hashtag, which are all over the page. And it tracks that stuff, so it counts the hashtags, some magic they do behind the scenes. And you're going to get a chance to come on the air and talk with Max in the middle hour. But in the hour and a half or so before, an hour and a half or so after the time with Max in the middle, we're going to have shout outs and call-ins from all across the country. We're going to start on the East Coast and work our way to the West Coast. And different chapter leaders and team captains and top fundraisers, a couple of sponsors. We got one researcher. They're going to like pop in throughout that time. But we're really hoping what will happen is that people all over the country are going to put on their walk gear, or their FSHD Society gear, or the walk and roll t-shirt if they've been fundraising and we're able to get one out to them. Go to the park. Go to your backyard. Go to the neighborhood trail, wherever you're comfortable that day, and take pictures, it's a little selfie video, upload it to all your social channels, and let people know you're out there on the 12th walking and rolling for FSHD, and post it to your social channels, then come onto the FSHD Society's Facebook page where we're doing this live show, and then post those same pictures and videos in the comments. I think it could be bigger than World FSHD Day, and the reach we received on that day, the numbers were humongous. I don't remember what they were, Beth. I just remember being blown away.
Over 7,000 people. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just
over 7,000 people. Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. So I think we can have even more than that, you know, sort of participating in this day. And hopefully that all that action and activity on the 12th will help a few more people decide, you know, I want to pitch in a little bit for the walk effort and, you know, help us get even closer to our fundraising goal. And you can find out all about everything at fshdsociety.org/walkroll. Everything you need to know is there on the website. Mostly it's just going to be a really, really fun day.
You can find, so the website that we just said, fshdsociety.org/walkroll, you can find a walk close to them. I mean, if you still want to get involved, absolutely. We're never turning anyone away. So you can support, join a national campaign, join an existing team, create your own, or just hang out join as an individual participant, spread the word. Anyone can have a lasting impact by going to fshdsociety.org/walkroll. And I did just post that in the comments there, Tim. So if anyone's wondering what the link is, it's there.
Yeah, it is. It's out there on the Facebook message board. Facebook Live message board there. A lot of people, you know, giving kudos and saying hello and how, Beth, you said that. Lee is a rock star. So a lot of good positive messages coming through that way. And of course, that is a great way to do it on the 12th, right? Get on that message board, post your pictures, post what you're doing, spread the word through your own social media. Try to get this thing to go viral, folks. Make sure that you
absolutely
link ways to donate, right? Because, I mean, the day of the walk, it's still not too late to donate. Am I right?
Oh, not at all. No. We all the way, the day of the walk-in, even up to 2 weeks after, we keep everything. Honestly, we'll take it anytime. But, I, you know, hopefully the day of the, I mean, we're never going to say no. But for the folks that are registered and have their fundraising pages and are out there working hard, you know, we have some little tchotchkes and kudos and thank yous to the folks that really raise up, you know, go way above and beyond. And so we extend their fundraising for 2 weeks after the event. And so, but we, I, you know, while I do not in any way want to diminish the Herculean effort that all of the volunteers have done, the teams, the top fundraisers, everyone that's participating has done a remarkable job. It's just sort of awe-inspiring every day to see what everybody is doing in spite of everything that's swirling in the world around us. But we are pretty shy of our goals. So, you know, if we could get a whole bunch of people to just pitch in a little bit, you know, that's what makes the difference. And so, well, if somebody came to us tomorrow and said, I want to help you meet your goal, I'm going to write you a $150,000 check, we would smile and say yes, and we would love them forever. But what we really need is just a whole bunch of people to pitch in their 10, 15, 25, you know, 50 bucks.
Yeah,
and
anything they can do.
Because we know
and
what people are dealing
with
a lot,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spread the word to family and friends. That's what you, yeah.
Yeah, because now that moment with Max contest, that's like you guys mentioned, it's going to be in that middle block of this event that starts at 10 a.m. East, 9 Central. That's when we go on about an hour and a half. Like Lee mentioned, be bringing in walk leaders and other people through Zoom so everybody can kind of see what's going on as we stretch across from one side of the nation more or less to the other. And in the middle of that is this moment with Max. So how again, I mean, if someone wanted to win that, how exactly are they winning that? By big donation, right?
Well, you've got to be
registered.
Yeah.
Gotta be registered.
You've got to be registered.
Okay, so
you got to
do that. Okay.
And then anyone who's registered, we're going to pick winners in three different categories. Got so it. Top individual fundraiser, okay?
Got it.
And we might pick more than one. We'll see how we go. The captain of the largest team. So that means you have gone out and recruited a whole bunch of people to walk with you and to fundraise with you. And then the third is the social butterfly. So that means that you are sharing actively on all of your social media channels and helping spread the word. And every single walk has a hashtag associated with it because each of our local chapters has an affiliated walk that's all part of a whole overall national total. And so you just want to use that hashtag and then it calculates points on the system, calculates points for all, but every time you use a hashtag on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So you don't have to raise $1 million to win this. You can also just be very, very, you know, vocal.
Very
on
active.
Social channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big incentive. I wanted to make sure that, you know, those that maybe missed it the first pass through there, you know, if they got to like write it down or figure out what they got to do to make that push, make that happen for the Max Adler fans that are listening and want to get to know him a little better, ask some questions, win a moment with Max. Yeah, I see. You just put the link out there now, Beth. I appreciate that. I think that's just a huge incentive. It's very unique, you know, compared to the other events that we've done, having him donate not just what he's doing before the event, after event, at other events, but he's also, you know, donating his time during the middle of this. So it's kind of cool. It really is cool.
And he has an infant, by the way. His wife had a baby during the pandemic. And, you know, he's got a little infant at home that he's caring for during this time, too. So he's just the best.
He's got his hands full. Yeah, that's for sure. Especially in all this. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
what that's like. Yikes. Man. So yeah, it makes it even that experience even bigger, even larger. So
well, and he's just a genuinely great guy. It's been really fun to sort of get to know him a little bit through helping him with his personal fundraising page and with his social posts and because he doesn't just have his name on it. I mean, he's really putting in the work. He personally thanks every single donor that donates to his, so he's got his own fundraising page and he just reached out to me the other day and he's like, I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody, you know? So it's pretty awesome that he's very genuine,
commitment to the cause is very, very genuine.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you wanted, you know, final thoughts or things you wanted to add before we close up the segment with you guys about the walk and roll? I mean, I want to make sure we've covered all the bases. Maybe those out there listening, if they have any questions too, this is the moment to ask.
Well, good time to ask questions, but at the same time, I just want to just put my heart and soul out there to all of our chapter directors and walk leaders who have gone through the tornado with us from beginning to end, who have indecision, and just have rolled with the punches and have come out of it and have made the best of a really awful situation, what we're dealing with right now, what the world's dealing with right now. And we have the most amazing volunteer leaders ever.
Yes,
and
we do.
I love you guys.
Yes,
I love every single one of you, and you guys are all kicking butt. And Lee and I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. You guys have no idea.
So much.
You're the best. Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely second everything Beth just said. They are salt of the earth, you know, just the best, genuine, hardworking, top, you know, positive people out there. So that's awesome. But I also want to, you know, call out to everyone else that's out there that might be listening that cares about someone with FSHD and is thinking they wanted to do something, but they weren't sure what. This is a great place to start, right? It's easy to register. It doesn't cost anything to register. It's totally free. You get all these little tools in your toolkit, you know, that come with the free fundraising page. And just dip your toe in and see what happens. Go out and tell the story of so that we're making FSHD known and understood, which makes people more open to funding the research, to making things happen, so we can end this thing, right? Mark says all the time, you know, let's work ourselves out of a job. And that's ultimately,
that's the goal.
That's the goal, right? And I think there's something truly remarkable when people from all walks of life, we've got school teachers, and stay-at-home moms and business owners and captains of industry and everyone in between. We got high school kids. We've got octogenarians, everyone in between coming together for this effort. And that's pretty magical, right? So, join us, right? You know, step in. We need more people to be a part of the effort. And I just don't think that anyone would regret it. I just don't think you'll regret it. I think that you will find there is great reward in becoming a part of a movement like this and seeing the change that we're going to be able to make together.
Now, I don't know if you guys.
And Tim.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Tim, I hope I just hope that we'll see that T-shirt on you on September the 12th, right?
Oh, yeah. I got it, man. I got it. I didn't want to wear it early. You know, I don't want to spoil it. You know, I wore one for the San Diego walk and roll, and then it got cleaned, and then it got put away, and it's waiting. It's waiting. It's calling my name every day. Like, wear me today. No, you got to wait. Got to wait your turn. I don't know if you guys saw that we had a question there on Facebook for you guys from Julie High. She says, "Is the kit sent to you? Not sure how to begin." What do you guys think?
Oh, it's all online. It's all online. Yeah. So the minute that you register, you'll get a confirmation email, and then you'll get it'll walk you through step by step everything you need to do.
Okay. There you go.
I don't know if Julie's talking about how to start a walk and roll. I mean, that's a larger conversation. But Julie,
right.
I just sent you a link to actually just kind of explore where if you want to find a walk close to you, that's an option. And if you don't find a walk close to you that resonates, then you can always register with the National Walk and Roll. But once you click that button, it walks you through step by step how to get involved. Mm-hmm. But if you want to start your own walk and roll, Julie, we need to talk a little bit further.
Then they would reach out to one of you directly, I would assume.
Yes. Absolutely. You can reach out to me directly. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of training that goes in for that. Anybody who is interested in starting a chapter or starting a walk and roll for 2021, their area, that there's a sort of a, you know, there's a form you can fill out online. You can talk to Beth. Send us an email. We'll get in touch with you. And then we don't just send you a kit and say, read this and go forth.
No.
Right. There's a lot of training and a lot of support. And so it's we walk you through the whole process and make it as pain-free as we possibly can. You know, try to make it a fun experience for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to hit them with a fire hose and scare them off, you know, of information. It's not, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do here. It is put together very well, so things can be done at a good pace, you know, and something that you can digest well. And the support is unbelievable, folks. I mean, if you need help from the FSHD Society when you're, you know, volunteering or you want to get involved or what can you do, I get always the impression, like when I email you guys, it always feels like, not that you're not doing anything, but you give me such undivided attention that it feels like you're just waiting for me to email. And then there's a response. I'm like, I swear, like they're just trying to only help me. Like they do this to everybody. Like they help everybody like this. That's insane. They must never sleep. They must eat not much. And, just stop doing this or that because they're on it. So I can't say enough about the positive support because, you know, for me, when I started this journey with FSHD Society, I knew obviously nothing about it, nothing about what I had. I wasn't even given a pamphlet, nothing. So you go to Google and then that's what you see. You know, for me, that was like the first thing that drew my attention was the logo and the website and then the stories and the people. And then, okay, what can I do? And for some people, it might be something big where, you know, they want to do, you know, huge walk and roll events or whatever it may be. And others, they just want to be involved and be part of the community and just get some support, you know. So when they left their doctor's office and they weren't given at least even a pamphlet, we can give them a lot more than that, you know, a lot more than that.
Yeah.
A big community. Yeah. And
yeah,
the fact you guys are a part of that community is just a massive blessing in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, that's something that we want to change as well. Like another little thing, one of our initiatives is to change that experience for people who are diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Like that's the worst thing. And we dealt with it too, Tim. I remember when my husband was diagnosed, it's just like, oh yeah, you got this. Yeah. There's no treatment. There's no cure. Don't exercise. See
off
you later.
You go. Yeah.
So,
yep.
Come back and see me in a year.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah.
You have no idea where to turn. Well, the other part of our job, Lee and I's job, is to increase patient awareness so that they are their own best advocates, so that when they get the diagnosis, that perhaps we've already contacted that clinician and they have the information to give them to say, you know what, here's where you need to go to find out about your disease and to connect with people who also have the same, you know, the same experience as you. So we're working to change that too. It's, you know, it's one patient, it's one clinician at a time, but you know, that's part of our mission is we do not want anyone to walk this journey alone. And if it means you know, that they need an outlet to fundraise and to raise awareness, or they just need someone to hold their hand and to listen to what they're experiencing, that's our mission. So we're going to be there. We're getting there. We are getting there.
Well, thanks guys for joining us here on the show and pushing a little bit more about the walk and roll effort and getting people really psyched up. It's what, 10 days away? Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh.
Right.
10 days.
Woo!
Oh,
that's exciting and terrifying at the same time. That is exciting and terrifying.
It is. Yep. Yep. It'll just get really crazy right as I'm about to hit the go live button on Facebook. I'll be like, yeah, here we go. So yeah. You just roll with it.
Yeah.
You roll with it.
There's actually a countdown clock on the website. It's technically 9 days, 12 hours, 10 minutes, and 2 seconds. So,
oh,
you know,
great.
No pressure.
No pressure. No pressure. So you're saying there's a chance. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, no, we got this.
Yeah,
we got
this.
No problem.
We got this. No, we got this. It's going to be awesome. I hope everybody tunes in on the 12th, too. And, you know, I know we keep saying it, Tim, but thank you so much because
of course.
A whole lot of this national effort and being able to do the virtual walk the way that in a way that really works for people is truly only made possible because you said, hey, I'd like to do this little radio show and this is making it all. And here you are, you know, flash forward, you're now doing these awesome weekly shows and, you know, given all this time and effort and energy and personal equipment to make it happen. And that's how the 12th is possible. You know,
I'm just another cog in the wheel, but I'm happy to be it. Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes it takes a village. There's no question about it, even for this little show, to have great guests like you, or I would just be talking to myself. And that's not always that great. All right, guys. You have a good night, and we'll see you on the 12th.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See everybody on the 12th.
Thank you, guys. Take care, Tim. You're the best. Love you.
Bye-bye, guys. So that is your all-star walk and roll, you know, team folks. That is, and there's so many of them out there. So many people that, you know, weren't maybe on this episode today, but they're watching. They're a part of it. Kent Drescher is a part of it. So many others, as I'm looking on the names popping up on the Facebook Live thread right here of comments. Landon is a part of it out in Arizona. These guys, the guys and the gals and the families and all of it, all the way to Columbus, Ohio, they're a part of it. So this is it. This is a huge event. This is what we're about, getting together as a community. Mark has always said it in a lot of the speeches I've seen him talk about, being that one voice. Then you cannot be denied. You're deafening, right? You cannot ignore us any longer. We are here. This needs to be handled. This cure needs to come. And this is our way of bringing it forth. And what a great team of people, and bringing it all together, all their skill, all their talent, all their hard work is just amazing. So that's our big news to plug, right, is the FSHG Society, the National Walk and Roll on September 12th. Be a part of it with Max Adler as our national ambassador. Check all that out. You can win a moment with Max. We talked about that. And you can chat one-on-one with him. That's just an awesome experience, especially for those that are fans of Max Adler and all his work. And we're going to talk not just about walk and roll with Max. We're going to talk about the work he's been doing in his professional life as well, the acting, the producing, all these things. It's going to be an exciting conversation with him, as well as great conversations talking to all the walk and roll leaders and participants that come aboard on that day. There's other things to talk about real quick before we let you all go for this evening's show. The Family Caregiver Survey is out and available. Go to fshdsociety.org to be a part of that. That'd be kind of cool. The virtual meeting on September 14th for the Wellness Hour. Join us for the first of our new monthly series of Zoom meetings on wellness. This is your time to enjoy the company of fellow FSHers, share challenges, talk about what works for you, and feel validated and supported in whatever you may be going through. So you can sign up for that Wellness Hour. That first one's coming up on September 14th, so right after the walk and roll event. That's awesome. Other things, like in the news, I know like Fulcrum's interim findings for the Redux 4 trial are encouraging. You can read more about that on fshdsociety.org. More on events. I'm just paging through my copy here for those watching. Other events happening September 3rd, the Connecticut Connections with Kathy Senecal and Sarah Posh are happening on the Zoom meeting. They always do. They've done that, actually. They were way ahead of the curve. I mean, they were doing that virtually from, I believe, the jump. So you can join the Connecticut Connections there. September 9th, we'll have another FSHD Society radio show with Jen Eggert. We talked about wellness and mental health on that episode. Then, of course, the big walk and roll event on the 12th. And the events just keep rolling. You want to know more about the events, go to fshdsociety.org to learn more. You can do that. If you want to email me, you can do that anytime, folks. I'm always available if you want to reach out, not just during the show, but after, anytime, fshdradio@fshdsociety.org. We actually had a listener email me. He's from New Jersey. He wants to be on the show as a guest. I think he has a lot to offer. We're going to sign him up and get him going too. You can do the same. If you want to share your story here on the show on an upcoming episode, we can connect that way. Or you just want to chat, or you're looking for support, we can do that via email. And of course, connect, phone call, or whatever you need, a Zoom meeting, even just with me. I'm here for all of you, whatever you need. I want to be that vessel, even if it's just for a talk, a chat, whatnot. So thanks for being here. I hope you enjoyed everything we talked about with the big walk and roll event coming up on the 12th. Hope to see you all there. There'll be yet another show, though, in the meanwhile. So we'll be back here next week with Jen Egger. So until then, thanks for being here, and thanks for being a part of the show. And donate, 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 and get ready for that walk and roll event on the 12th. Take care. God bless. You've been listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show.